This information is meant for freelancers, self-employed, and small and medium-sized businesses. We try to explain the Dutch business insurances in an easy way to understand. My name is Gerrit-Jan Doornenweert van Doornenweert Assurantie. In the Netherlands, a company does have a lot of freedom in choosing which activities they want to insure. Just a few insurances are mandatory. For example, you are always obliged to insure your business car for liability. But basically, that's it. Of course, there are sometimes exceptions, but I will give you these in the next few minutes. I will try to explain some important insurances which you may want to buy because of the advantages or the risk for your company. First, I want to make a distinction between business risks and employee benefits. In this episode, I will only talk about the main 8 business risks. Those are the general, or also called third-party insurance, the professional indemnity insurance, employer liability insurance, director liability, or also called D&O insurance, legal cost insurance, sickness absence insurance, warehouse insurance, and cyber risk and hacking risk policy. So first, number 1 is the general liability insurance. Businesses obtain general or public liability insurance to cover legal hassle due to accident, injuries, and claims of negligence. These policies safeguards against claims or payments as a consequence of liability for causing bodily injury, property damage, medical expenses, slander, the cost of lawsuits, and settlement bonds or judgments. The second to talk about is the professional liability indemnity insurance. Business owners providing services sometimes insure their professional liability or indemnity risks. They are also sometimes called as errors and omissions insurance. This form of liability coverage protects your businesses against misconduct, errors, and negligence in provision of services to your customer or clients. Depending on your profession, you may be required to hold such a policy by your client or on government. The third one is not very popular, but still pretty important. That's the employer's liability insurance. Employers have a broad duty of care towards their employees, the extent of which is precisely defined in the law. Employer's liability covers an employer's responsibility towards its employees. An employer may be held liable for any loss or damages sustained by staff during their work. For example, an industrial accident may result in a substantial loss and liability for an employee. Apart from loss of income, the victim will often receive a hefty bill for medical expenses or care. The court may even award the victim compensation for immaterial damages, such as pain and suffering. The fourth risk I want to talk about is a director's liability, D&O. There are circumstances under which a director of a Dutch public limited liability company may be personally liable to third parties on the basis of a wrongful act. The issue of a director's personal liability is usually raised when a company's creditors remain unpaid. A director, for example, is personally liable if he has entered into an agreement on behalf of the company while he knew, or should reasonably have known, that the company could not fulfill its obligations under the agreement and could not recover from such an agreement. Personal liability means exactly personal, so selling your house to cover the debt is not uncommon under the Dutch law. The fifth insurance I want to talk about is legal cost insurances. With the corporate legal assistance insurance policy, legal advice and expert legal assistance by lawyers and attorneys is available in case of a financial conflict. Any additional costs of legal assistance are also insured. This includes cost of experts and witnesses, experts' cost and court costs. Beware, the insurance does not pay any money. It provides a service. Such an insurance provides independent legal assistance, unlimited telephone advice, even if there's no conflict. There's also a free choice of lawyer in judicial and administrative proceedings. A very important insurance is the sickness absence insurance. It is important because during the first 2 years of an employee illness, an employer is obliged to continue to pay the wages. An employer must pay at least 70% of his or her gross salary per year. Most labor agreements or standard employment contracts state that this is 100% in the first year and 70% in the second year. So, if an employee gets ill, the insurer will reimburse the employer the wage cost. This insurance is also named absenteeism insurance or illness insurance. So an illness can be quite costly because first you need the new employee, but still have to pay the sickness payment to your sick employee who is absent. By the way, it is mandatory for every business with employees to use a working condition service. Warehouse. If you have a warehouse, you may want to insure your goods and property against fire, theft, water damages, or other business risks. For example, commercial goods in your warehouse you want to insure with an insured amount of a maximum purchase value of the sales. With this policy, you insure, among other things, raw materials, semi-finished products, and products intended for sales. The insured amount is based on the value of all your goods. Always use the maximum amount that can be present at the location. Always also think about your inventory. These are your own goods which you will use in the warehouse or the office, such as office equipment, chairs, tables, machinery, tools, and other items such as maintenance, repair, and operations goods, packaging items, and outdoor items. It's often more value than you expect. Please don't forget to insure your forklift truck. It is almost always mandatory to insure all vehicles. And of course, do not forget to insure your interest as a tenant. Sometimes your company may have invested as a tenant in the building. This can additionally be insured. Of course, we need the value of your investment as a tenant to make a correct offer. And the last one to discuss is the cyber risk and hacking insurance. The cyber insurance covers the consequences of system intrusion, theft or loss of confidential information, cyber liability, hacking or cyber extortion. Responding quickly to data loss, hackers or cyber attacks limits the damage. Cyber insurance often includes assistance from experienced security professionals with global reach and extensive legal expertise. These are the main 8 insurance to cover business risks. But of course, there are far more insurances and risks which can be applicable for your company. In the show notes, you will find our web pages with much more information, premium and examples about these risks and insurances. Doornwit Insurance is a Dutch independent insurance broker and employee benefits advisor. We advise, sell and manage insurances. We feel a personal obligation that you and your business is safe for all the business risks. Please call us if you need to cover your risk and need an offer or want to start an application.